you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. So good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Reading from Matthew chapter 7, verse 12. So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you, for this sums up the law and the prophets. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, February 24th, 2021. It's the Prime Life Times in Review. Joining me is Marianne Simpkins. Hello, Marianne.
Hi there, Mark.
And you know what happens on Wednesdays. We many times we'll talk about our Prime Life Times paper, whether it's a content contributor being in the studio with us. Like last week, you heard from Dee Chesser.
That was a good article.
Called her up. Yeah, it was fun having Dee on the phone lines.
And snowy days.
The snowy days, we're all keeping warm. But today we have a dynamic duo with us, and I'm very excited to share their heart for people and the unique ways they can serve them. And you're going to get to know our friends, the dynamic duo. It's a mom and son team, but so much more than that. And a little shout out to Jim, who was a big catalyst behind helping launch this and provide some vision.
Jim's the father and husband.
Yes, the father and husband. But with us in the studio today is Gay and Jackson Auberg. And they're very involved with Synergy Home Care. Is that you go by Synergy Home Care?
We are Synergy Home Care. Technically, we're Synergy Home Care of Central Illinois. Mm.
And that was Gay, the president and co-founder. And Jackson, a little shout out to you. Thank you for joining us for today's edition of Mark and Friends.
Thank you for having me.
And Jackson serves as the assistant director of client care. And what I love about the work and the services that Synergy Home Care provide, it's not just for seniors. Though they delight and love and have a compassion and care for seniors, they help anyone that's in need. So maybe you got your foot operated on last month and you're like, I can't run errands, I can't get up and do these kind of things, maybe I need help around the home. They provide unique services, whatever you need. They sit down, they do an assessment, they talk with you, they find out what do you want accomplished, what do you need. You need somebody running errands for you. And so anyways, I'm excited to share Gay and Jackson and the service that they provide. And they're not just the greater Champaign-Urbana area. They serve clients throughout Bloomington-Normal, Decatur, Springfield, and then obviously the greater Champaign-Urbana area. They have a great trained team. And they provide all these different individual cares depending on what you need. And so thank you for driving in and being a part of today's edition of Mark and Friends.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, appreciate it.
What else can be said about you two and your heart and passion for Synergy Home Care and the things that you provide?
Well, Jim and I, back in 2012, were exploring a new business option for the second chapter of our lives. And we had cared for Jim's sister, mm-hmm. who had cancer and passed away as we went through that process with hospice. We had an employee that worked for us in our other business. And soon after he had joined us, he was diagnosed with Lou Gehrig's disease. Mm-hmm. And we went through that journey with him. Both of those journeys were very different. And how people could relate to them, their friends, their family, and have a relationship with them while taking their journey towards death was very different between both of those mm-hmm, people. Mm-hmm. And with our coworker that died of Lou Gehrig's disease, his friends wanted so badly to help him but didn't really have the skill set. And they began to feel burdened by their relationship with him because the relationship was no longer with him. The relationship was with the disease. Mm-hmm. And Jim and I felt there's got to be a better way. And we had read an article in Forbes magazine about Synergy Home Care and what they do. And we decided to explore that option because it spoke to us from a very heartfelt place that if we did this, this would really matter. It would be service with people. Our business before was enjoyable, but it was really business to business. And my parents, my mother had Parkinson's disease. My dad was her caregiver. Jim's mother was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and his dad was her caregiver. And so as we went through this journey, we thought, there's a formula for this. Mm-hmm. And Synergy met that mark for us. We really felt they had the secret sauce, the formula that we'd like to follow. And we opened the franchise officially in May of 2013, and we have been growing since.
Yeah, I think that we were talking off air about the 8 years that you being able to help so many families or individuals, from four-year-old twins, I think you were saying, Jackson, mm-hmm. to senior saints, to people in between, whatever their needs are. And that's the unique thing, or the formula you mentioned, that you go in and have an assessment. What do you want done, accomplished, dealt with? Is it helping them into the shower or grooming to running errands? I mean, it's really the whole spectrum.
Right. There are activities of daily living. We have feeding and dressing and bathing, along with all other types of personal care. With our senior population, a lot of times it's making sure that they remember to take their correct medication at the correct period in time. Mm. And we can remind them if we come in the morning. Some folks have a real hard time getting moving in the morning, and they want to. So we may come in for a few hours in the morning, help them get up, help them shower, make a nutritious breakfast, remind them to take their meds, and maybe get a little laundry started. Then we may have somebody who comes in the afternoon with that same person and finishes up the laundry for the day and helps get an evening meal in and make sure that they're ready for their evening routine. Hmm. We do care for some people 24/7.
Right. Now, Jackson, you serve as the Assistant Director of Client Care, and obviously you've seen your parents model a heart and love for people and to serve and to meet their various needs. How did you get involved in this work, and what drives you? Because I'm sure there's many hours, and it's demanding in the sense that you have to facilitate all these people to all these locations doing all these various tasks. So why are you involved, and how do you maintain sanity through it all?
I have not figured out how to maintain sanity, so when I do, I'll let you know.
Oh, please do.
But the journey I took was, you know, I have a lot of formative memories of being a caregiver, helping care for my aunt, and I actually had a baby cousin, too, that he was diagnosed with brain cancer at a very young age. Mm. Of all the people she listed off, he's the only one who's still with us. He's alive. I think he's going into high school this year, so I'm, you know, really gotten to see what taking care of someone can do for them, both in the long term and the short term. So I knew it was helpful, and I had this passion for, I'd say, human service. When I went off to school at the University of Missouri, so I hope the Illinois listeners don't hold back against
it's
me.
It's okay. It's okay.
My parents kind of pushed me to find something there that I really enjoy, and I found this fraternity that was founded in Christian and Masonic values, and their motto was Ophelointis Anthropois, which is Greek for human service. So through that, I actually obtained my first job out of school. I was a consultant and a fundraiser for them traveling the country. And if we're talking about sanity, traveling the country at 22, hard to maintain. But I got away from that trying to think, like, I need something a little more. I need something stable. And in talking to my folks, there was an opportunity to move to Champaign from Indianapolis and really get my hands dirty and be the person who was going out, building something from the ground up in Champaign, but also meeting with families and figuring out, all right, where's the gap in your care plan, and how can we come in and provide the level of care that you want, that you would provide your own loved one. And that's one of the most important things I look at this from. When I was in high school, I was swimming, I was working in the newspaper, I was going to school 8 hours a day. Then I had to take care of people at the same time. All four of us, me, my parents, my younger brother Grant, who is now joining our Springfield office, so everyone's involved now, we're running ragged. So this is as much for that family member who's being the familial caregiver to have a little bit of respite.
Yeah.
And I like to say it's about them now getting to spend that time, enjoy that time, and stop working that time. Mm-hmm.
And I love, Gay, you mentioned on the front end of this program how the friends of these people that are suffering or can't do what they used to do, they can get caught up in the disease and forget about enjoying the relationships. And so if someone like Synergy Home Care staff can come in and maybe shoulder some of the burden or get some of the things accomplished, they can still flourish and have fun relationships and not sit there with all this concern and unknown and what am I going to do? And because that would carry into the relationship. You have your team that comes in and suddenly they can have a bright spot in their day because these things are taken care of. Now they can focus on the relationship again or going out or doing things.
Right.
Now you have said that you've been expanding and growing. So how do you find these key staff people that have a heart that you have that are talented and gifted and can go in and do these different things?
We are truly blessed mm-hmm. with just wonderful staff. And many of them were caregivers for us and really showed a propensity to the staff part, which takes a greater commitment of 24/7. And we interview daily for caregivers. All industries, I think, are having a hard time finding employees, and we're not excluded from that. Neither are hospitals or doctor's offices. But we're really looking for that person that has that kind heart, that their mission first is to help others, and that they get great satisfaction out of that service to others. Mm-hmm. And you can't teach kindness.
Right.
Oh,
right.
That's important. State.
We have skilled people who are CNAs, DSPs, who have the training of using mechanicals and actual hands-on patient work, but that's not necessary. I mean, we have some wonderful caregivers that raise 6 children. Who knows how to care for people
more than
a mother that's taken care of 6 children? People who have, we have young people who've cared for grandma and grandpa, maybe a mother and a father, and even younger siblings. They have that great focus, service, and know how to get things done.
Oh.
And I think what's important with families who, if a loved one has dementia or Alzheimer's and the wife is the primary caregiver, that is a real stressful 24/7 grind. And the fear is now that caregiver gets ill.
Oh, my. Yeah.
And so both parties are at a disadvantage in that. And if we can come in and, in a dementia situation, make a relationship with that person who has dementia and let the spouse go visit with her girlfriends, go to lunch, go get your hair done, go visit friends at church or whatever it might be, then they come back a stronger caregiver to their loved one.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm thinking so many different things because primarily the purpose of this broadcast was I wanted to alert all of our listeners of this great service that you're doing, and it's in home. It's where they live. If they're in an apartment or a home or wherever it's at, the intent is to keep them where they want to continue living and then flourish in that environment. But I'm also thinking we have so many wonderful listeners, Mary Ann, that have a heart to serve, that are talented and gifted, and maybe there could be a position for them with Synergy Healthcare as you're looking for people that really have a heart and will love on others and can serve in different ways. So if they were going to call in and say, well, I'm thinking my neighbor's a shut-in, but he really needs somebody to come. How do I call and get him connected with Synergy Home Care? Or this friend of mine have this great capacity to serve, maybe could be employed. Is it the same number that you would give out,
absolutely,
or how would they get in touch?
Absolutely. They can go to synergyhomecare.com and click on the careers tab, or you can call us at any of our offices, and we'd be happy to talk to anybody about any employment opportunities that we have. Again, we're hiring caregivers on a daily basis, and we really have found that there are some folks that have retired that they want to have a second life. They're not looking for a 40-hour work week,
right,
but they're looking to have purpose, and we'd love to talk to them.
SynergyHomeCare.com, Synergy, S-Y-N-E-R-G-Y, homecare.com to find out more. And they're serving the greater Bloomington, Normal, Champaign, Urbana, Decatur, Springfield area. So if you live in and around these communities, they could provide care for you or your loved one. Or maybe you're thinking of this being a possible opportunity for you to serve. I know, like, Cindy Wendell, she does this all the time out in the Farmer City area, and people know that she's a caregiver, and she goes and helps these families. But I thought, boy, there might be a position for her or others. So don't hesitate to stop by SynergyHomeCare.com, SynergyHomeCare.com.
Well, I'm just so impressed. Gay and Jackson both. I am so impressed. I've been telling people about Synergy ever since you started advertising because I looked into your company. But now that I've met you two, you are so truthfully caring and genuine about this whole thing. That scripture is perfect that you read, Mark. Do unto others as you would want others to do unto you if you were in this position. Mm-hmm. So I really recommend you. You have a great heart.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I do think it's important when people are looking for bringing care into their home. That's a very personal thing, and it's not easy for a lot of folks, and some folks are resistant to it. What we encourage them to do is, you don't have to jump in 24/7. You probably don't need that kind of care, but get used to us coming in maybe a couple of times a week. We're going to introduce you to several different caregivers so that your care is always provided. Because people get sick or they take a vacation or something interferes in their schedule. But we are licensed by the Illinois Department of Public Health and regulated by their licensing division. We are insured. Our caregivers are background checked. They're fingerprinted and they become a part of the healthcare background registry, which is maintained by Illinois Department of Public Health. And those are important items. From a caregiver's standpoint, we carry workman's compensation. They have a plan schedule. We process all of their payments with a W-2, so we're paying all those payroll taxes. I think sometimes people think, I'll just hire, you know, Bonnie down the road, and maybe Bonnie gets hurt, and they don't have adequate insurance for that. Or who they hire is not who they may seem to be and take advantage of them. So it's important that who you invite into your home is a licensed agency.
Yeah, and I love your heart and perspective on your team, the Synergy Home Care team. You were kind of implying and sharing that, Mark, they're really part of our family. And even the clients, the customers that you serve, you look at them as an extended part of the family because you build these relationships, whether it's running errands with them or providing meals. And I love that it's not one shoe fits all,
right,
that every individual has unique needs and you tailor every plan to them. So somebody's going to call up. They heard about Synergy Home Care. How do you work this assessment? Take us through a couple steps. So there's a phone call. Then where does it go from that?
So when they call, we're there to listen first and foremost. We're going to play the role of just trying to hear what the problem is, because our goal certainly is to get an assessment, get a face-to-face meeting, but we want to tailor it to make sure it is appropriate. So when we get that assessment scheduled, it can be any time, any day. We've got countless staff members who will each cover one another's territory. I've gone out to Springfield from Champaign before, and we've had people from Decatur go to Bloomington. We're there to help. So we're going to make it happen. We're going to have that meeting wherever it needs to be, hospital, home, nursing home, rehab facility. And we're just going to get a sense of, where do you feel the biggest issue is that would prompt you to reach out and have this call today? And once we get a feel for that, then we can start diving into the activities of daily living, where we can make a suggestion of, this is probably where you're going to need the most help. And so many people think, oh my gosh, the sky is falling. I don't know what to do. My hair is on fire. And they think, I need round-the-clock care all the time. I need to go to a nursing home. And that's not always the case. Sometimes you just need a level-headed individual to come in and be objective and say, actually, let's find the pressure points of your care plan and get those solved first and foremost, and then we can build from there if we need to.
That's great.
Yeah, and I'm thinking of somebody that knows their parents, and their parents want to remain in their home, but they just don't have the time or the means to be able to be there all the time. And what I love about Synergy Home Care is you can meet with the family member or the people that you're going to be providing the service and say, oh, yeah, we can do the laundry, or we can do the cooking. Oh, you have somebody that vacuums and cleans up? That's fine. They can work independently of us. We don't have to do everything. We'll do what you want us to do, and you can make suggestions. And I think just raise the awareness that these are all the services we can provide. It's pretty extensive, and yet the people get to stay in their homes. And for many, that's just where they want to spend their remaining years.
You know, what I really want to say I respect about you folks is you show you did before we started recording in all of our conversations, and you've done it here. You have such respect for the people that you're taking care of. You respect to them. Mm-hmm. I think that's really just very valuable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the best way to do that is respect your caregivers. When they're your priority and you're taking care of them, you know they're going to take care of those people like they're their own loved ones.
Do unto others as you have others do unto you.
Yeah, it's a great verse for us today, and we highly recommend you finding out more about Synergy Home Care at synergyhomecare.com, synergyhomecare.com, or look at page A10 in this month's edition of the Prime Life Times, the February edition. You'll see a great announcement about some of their services. We offer companionship, personal care, light housekeeping, and much, much, much more.
That's
I added
sure.
the two much mores,
but, yeah,
but it's true of the services they provide. Find out more at synergyhomecare.com. Also, if Matthew 7:12 strikes a chord in you, and that's the verse we began the program with, so in everything do to others what you would have them do to you, for this sums up the law and the prophets. Synergy Home Care is looking for some caregivers, and I know many of you have a great servant's heart, and God could put that to good work, and you could earn some income through Synergy Home Care, as they're looking for quality caregivers to do a variety of tasks, and I just know that some of you could be excellent at this and also make some money. So stop by synergyhomecare.com. That's synergyhomecare.com. Whether you might be seeking employment and using your servant gifts to help people, or have come to realize that these unique services provided by Synergy Home Care might be just what you need or beneficial to your loved ones. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Simpkins with Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.